Next patient is Louis Curie. L-O-U-I-S. Curie is C-O-U-R-Y. Date of birth is 5/21/37. Date of birth visit is 3/18/22. Please make a copy for Samantha Hughes, ARNP, from Port Orange. Conviva. Next paragraph, chief complaint is cough with sputum production and a right hilar mass. Next paragraph, history from illness. This is a 84-year-old male who has a long-standing history of smoking, was experiencing persistent cough, shortness of breath, brownish bloody expectoration for the past month. Also has lost weight up to 11 pounds in the past 2 months period. The patient is fatigued and was short of breath and was sent for a chest x-ray followed by a chest CT that was done on 3/11/22. The chest CT showed a near complete obstruction of the right mainstem bronchus and right upper lower bronchus with a mass measuring 3 centimeters. And there was right hilar adenopathy with mucus plugging of the segmental bronchi of the right middle lobe and lower lobe. And the findings were suspicious for malignancy, period. The patient has used albuterol inhaler. And he denies any fevers, chills, night sweats, but has hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient past history has included history for past history has included history for arthritis and history for chronic bronchitis. He has a history of nephropathy and history for chronic kidney disease, stage 2. Surgery includes tonsillectomy and appendectomy and a vasectomy as well as fem-fem bypass. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked pack per day for 50 years up until now. I'm sorry, up until recently. No significant alcohol. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history, father died of heart disease, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, system review. I'm sorry, next paragraph, med list, etanolol, 25 milligrams BID. Celestazole, 100 milligrams BID. Doxazosin, 4 milligrams daily. Losartan, 25 milligrams a day. Simvastatin, 40 milligrams HS. And Mucinex, 1 tablet BID. Next, for review of systems, patient has fatigue and some weight loss. He has no double vision but has cataracts. He has no urinary frequency dysuria or hematuria. No hay fever. He has shortness of breath and hemoptysis. And wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, no nausea, reflux. He has diarrhea. And he denies chest pain or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And no depression or anxiety. He does have easy bruising. And he has some joint pains, no muscle aches, no seizures or headaches. Next, physical exam. This average rebuilt elderly white male is alert, no acute distress. No pallorectus, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse is 80, respiration is 20, temperature 97.2. Weight is 193. Saturation 95. HEND are normal, cephalic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next, supplement bruising of lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds. And crackles heard in the right middle lower chest. Heart, the absence of irregular, asthma, rest, or no murmur. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema, diminished pulses. A reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial logical sleep tag. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breast number 1, is right lung mass with obstructive pneumonitis. Number 2 is atelectasis, right upper lobe. And number 3 is hypertension. Number 4 is chronic kidney disease. And next paragraph, plan patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. He was advised to come in for a bronchoscopy to evaluate the right hilar density. Also, get a repeat coag profile. And the patient will get a pulmonary function study with bronchodilators, and a follow-up is arranged for approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Oh, can you also mention the patient? Please mention. The patient was advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the right hilar density, and a biopsy will be scheduled. At the present time, the patient has to decide if he wants to do the bronchoscopy. And the risks and potential complications, including bleeding pneumothorax and respiratory failure, were all explained to him. Thank you for the consultation, Dr. Souza.